Nostalgia, angst, drama, embarrassing pictures, awkward encounters, and, if you're lucky, a lot of fun. This hour, high school reunions. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. We are in the thick of high school reunion season. For some people, it's a great opportunity to see old friends. For others, the stakes are higher. Maybe it's a chance to prove yourself to people who doubted you, or even a second chance at an important relationship. Today, we'll hear a true story of a life-changing encounter that took place at a 20-year high school reunion, find out about the oldest alumni gathering in the state of Iowa, and we want to hear your stories. Join the conversation after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. In almost every city and town in the United States, every year, people gather together to catch up and to remember the 4 years they spent together in high school. For most of us, they only come around every 5 years, but filmmakers have found the drama surrounding high school reunions to be very rich material.
And as you know, this weekend is Points High Class of 86 reunion.
Where are all the good men dead? In the heart or in the head?
Hi, I'm Martin Blank. You remember me? I'm not married. I don't have any kids. I'd blow your head off if someone paid me enough.
Now look, all I'm saying is that if I ever start referring to these as the best years of my life, remind me to kill myself.
High school was like the Civil War. It lasted 4 years. You were defined by what you wore, and I lost 1 in 10 of my friends to gangrene. That last part isn't true, but a girl can dream.
We can go to the reunion and just pretend to be successful.
Oh my God.
All right, we heard clips from Gross Point Blank, Dazed and Confused, the Daria movie trailer. The trailer was a spoof. A lot of us are still waiting for that movie to be made. And the last one was from Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. And even if your reunion stories are not the stuff that movies are made of, we do want to hear from you this hour. Give us a call, 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Why do you go to your high school reunions? Why is it important to you? Maybe why have you avoided them like the plague? We'd love to hear from you. And my first guest today is Alan Mast. He graduated from high school in Evansdale, actually in Waterloo, Iowa. He grew up in Evansdale, Iowa, and he attended his 20-year high school reunion in 2011, and it's a good thing he did. He's here to tell us what happened. Hi, Alan.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here today, and let's go back in time to 2011. Before the reunion, tell me where you were in life. What was your life like?
Well, after I got out of high school, I joined the Army and had gone overseas to Germany. I'd met my ex there. We had 2 kids. Came back, and I was living up in Waterloo. I still working full-time with the National Guard. Had gone to Iraq, came back, and things happened, and went through a divorce. Married for about 15 years. My kids are both older now. And, you know, I had just recently gotten divorced, I think March of 2011. Right before the reunion.
So given
kind of
that
transition period.
Right, going through that tough transition, did that create any doubts about whether you wanted to go to the reunion or not?
No, I think inside, because it was something I looked forward to, seeing the people, and shortly before I started reconnecting with some of the other friends, kind of a close group of friends that I had that kind of lost touch with. We'd all lost a very special friend of mine. She passed away, actually, while I was still in Iraq, so I never got a chance to say goodbye to her. So with that, the reunion coming up, there's a lot of conversations with some of my other classmates, kind of remembering. There's a lot of regret on my side because I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to her. So I think that kind of started the process, and they got me excited to want to see a lot of the people that I'd lost contact with over the years.
So you went to the reunion, and Evansdale's a pretty small town, and I know you were excited to connect with the people that you were close to in high school, but when you got to the reunion, you ended up spending time with somebody that you weren't close to in high school. Tell me about her.
Well, that is very true. Now, we grew up in Evansdale, Iowa, which is right outside of Waterloo. We all went to East High in Waterloo, so it's a little bit bigger school. But growing up, I think at the time, Evansdale had two elementaries and one junior high, and it wasn't until junior high that from sixth grade on, we started having classes together, and I knew who she was. It wasn't like a thing where we kind of hung out. I mean, yeah, small town Iowa, 2,500 people, yet it seemed so far away. When I lived on one side, she lived on the other side. Because all my friends lived on, you know, the my side of Evansdale. So the people that I hung out with and did stuff with, I guess the inner circles didn't they didn't intermix, I guess. So I knew who she was. We shared class together. I'm sure we probably even sat beside each other at times. Of course, you get up to high school and you're getting into a class of, you know, several hundred by now. You make new friends, and your small circles you had in small town Iowa become sometimes bigger, and sometimes you drift apart even more. So never even crossed my mind, I guess, the fact that this is a person that I could relate to or associate with, until obviously we met up at the reunion again, and it just blew my mind.
So Carrie is the woman that we are talking about, and when you started talking with her at the reunion, what do you think drew you to her?
There was probably, we're going on a tour of our high school, and there's probably about 20 of us that had gathered for this, and they had made a lot of changes to our high school, and they changed a lot of the curriculum on how they do things. And one of the classrooms we went to used to be our math classroom that we had shared together. I can't remember the teacher's name, but Carrie and would obviously remember his name. But we're in his what used to be his classroom was now a culinary class where they kids have a chance to learn how to cook. And that just kind of blew our minds that, you know, 20 years ago, we were sitting in here sweating because we didn't have air conditioning at the time, taking tests, and yet now here it is, this nice big air-conditioned kitchen. And I think I made the comment I made to her, like, man, I'd like to have this kitchen in my house. And she just kind of standing off the side. And as people were kind of talking and sharing and doing the thing, her and I kind of gravitated towards the back by the door, waiting to move on. And it just something about her had that calm, patient look in her eyes. And she just stood back there. And, of course, as I started approaching her, a big old smile came across because she was just a very, very personable and one of the sweetest people I think I've ever met.
At some point when you and Carrie were talking, you were open about the fact that you were divorced, but you made a comment about her being divorced, except
yes.
She hadn't actually told anybody she was divorced.
And I didn't know that. Still to this day, I don't know how that information came to me. Her and I have talked about it, but I remember what used to be part of our band room, I believe, is now the big cafeteria. And she was standing on some steps, kind of a step or two above me, and we were standing there talking again. I think we were talking about kids, sharing information. Her kids are boys, are both older than mine and stuff. Just made a comment about how she's been doing since she's been divorced. I believe it's how I heard it. And she kind of cocked her head and looked at me, and she goes, how did you know I was divorced? I was like, I thought you had said something on Facebook, because we were friends on Facebook. She goes, I haven't told anybody that. How did you know? I guess I don't know. I don't know how I did it. And when we got to talk, and we come to find out, her brother had passed away. I think it was a Monday or Tuesday before our reunion, and she wasn't going to come. But she said something inside of her told her that she needed to be at the reunion. And that next Friday, we stayed in contact. I think we kind of communicated through Facebook and then shared phone numbers. That following week, I had a buddy of mine return back from Afghanistan and have a welcome home party. And on a whim, I asked her if she would like to join me. She said yes, and we've been together ever since.
Wow. And you got married in 2015.
Yes, we did. She wanted to do something different, a date that I couldn't forget. So we got married on January 1st, 2015. She said she wanted to start the year off right. So we did.
Well, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. It's it's definitely my fairy tale story, and it's the best thing to happen to me. I couldn't be happier.
So now you guys have another reunion coming up. That was in 2011. When is your 25th high school reunion?
Our 25th high school reunion will be the 23rd. I believe it's coming up in 2 weeks. So it'll be our first time, obviously, going to the reunion married and seeing a lot of our classmates. And it's kind of an exciting time. We got a lot of guys that are anxious and can't wait to get together again.
Oh,
this
absolutely.
This should be special.
And what a difference 5 year years makes.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's just amazing. 25 years ago, you know, to know that the person that I chose to marry, she is everything that I should have been looking for back then. You know, and sometimes that happens. You always hear about the statistics. One thing I never wanted to be was a statistic, but I guess in a way, I'm kind of glad I am.
Alan, thank you so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Alan Mast graduated from Waterloo East High School in 1991. He grew up in Evansdale, and he met his wife at their 20-year high school reunion. This hour, we're talking about high school reunions, and we want to hear your stories. Give us a call, 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And with me for the hour is Paul Lasley, professor of sociology at Iowa State University. Hello, Paul.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here today. And we have just a moment before we get to the break. But why do you think a high school reunion is an important event?
You know, there's lots of reasons. We just heard one, didn't we? A very, very fairy tale.
Yeah, but not all of us are going to meet a spouse at a high school reunion.
But, you know, it really is about renewal of friendships, renewal of school spirit, renewal of relationships, some that have gone by the wayside, rekindling friendships. In many ways, high school reunions are sort of like family reunions. In small schools, classmates become one's extended family. And family reunions and high school reunions. In fact, I thought a bit about this. I'm glad you had a younger person on first. You know, he's talking about child rearing, his children, her children, a blended family, the romance. When you get more senior like myself, we start talking about retirement planning and 401ks and arthritis.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. We will be back in just a moment. I'm with Paul Lasley, professor of sociology at Iowa State University. We're talking about high school reunions this hour, and we do want to hear from you. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. We are in the thick of high school reunion season, and this is a big moment for a lot of people. Maybe it's stressful to think about going back and visiting with people that you couldn't wait to get away from. Maybe it's exciting to go back and visit with new friends. If you've gone to a high school reunion, why did you go? What was important to you about it? Tell us your reunion stories. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And with me this hour, Paul Lasley, a professor of sociology at Iowa State University. And Paul, just before the break, we were talking about why these are important events. And we're going to find out about a very special long-running reunion in just a moment. But we didn't get to the fact, you talked about how it can become like a family reunion because these are people that we grew up with. But also, you know, when I was in high school, I was so eager to get out of high school. I thought I would never look back. But you've been through something with those people. That creates a kind of bond too, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does, a sense of a lifelong bond. You know, there's research that shows that people that go through what they define as challenging or adversity builds those bonds. And research has been done, for example, with veterans going through boot camp, for example, and through their service, they form lifelong bonds. And I think similarly, when we're young, growing up, facing the dread of homework or that challenging math class or English class.
Or the opposite sex.
And sweating bullets, you know. But it does, you know. And I think also, you know, one of the things that is a school spirit, you know, that in many of our small school districts, even when I find it an interesting commentary, even in where the school no longer exists, there's still a school spirit that's maintained by the alumni and by the reunions and of bringing people together to reminisce about not only sports and athletics, but the issues of who has passed away. Oftentimes, reunions take a moment of silence to acknowledge those that are no longer with us, faculty and fellow students. And so it's part of the tradition, and it's part of that passing on of the culture and that understanding of the role of the importance that schools played in personality and character formation.
Right. Even if we felt like we had nothing in common in high school, we all have high school in common.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. One of my favorite songs by the Statler Brothers was called The Class of 57. The Class of 57 had its dreams. Oh, we thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds. Or maybe we thought the world would change to fit our needs. The Class of 57 had its dreams. And that's the chorus line to the Statler Brothers, The Class of 57. But there they talk about their dreams and what happened. And I think many times we go to class reunions for two reasons, to see and to be seen. You know, to share. Were we successful? Did we achieve our dreams? How did life interfere with our dreams? Did we make accomplishments that we did not anticipate? Most classes have various sorts of slogans with a senior prom and reliving those memories. It's all part of that culture and tradition of those school systems.
Absolutely. Well, we will talk more about reunions, and you have a 50th coming up, right?
Oh, did you have to mention
that? Yeah, we'll talk
that.
More about that in just a few minutes, but I want to talk for just a moment about one of the oldest alumni banquet in the state of Iowa. Dave Olson is with us. He is president of the Alumni Association in Panora, Iowa. He's also the owner of Panorama Gardens in Panora. Hello, Dave.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, and I stand on the shoulders of many people that have made our banquet the success it is.
Well, tell me about it. How long is the history?
Well, it started with a phenomenon called Guthrie County High School when they had countywide high school system back in 1876. And goes through the present through transition. Of course, they abandoned the county high school concept in 1930, and then we went through Panora High School until we consolidated with Panora Linden in 1962, and then in Panorama with YJB or Yale Jamaica Bagley in 1989 to form Panorama High School, which is called presently. And we're, like the professor said, a small school district that tries to maintain those connections.
And this is an all-class reunion held every year, so anybody who's graduated from whatever the Panora High School has been in whichever iteration is invited.
You bet. Everybody is invited, and we hold all of them in precious. We do some things like honor past homecoming queens and kings. We're doing that this year. And like the professor said, the old connections about the old sports teams and other many accomplishments. In fact, the original alumni book shows what some of the occupations were of folks that had graduated, and the newer ones, of course, do not. But yeah, it's maintaining that connection and that patchwork, and so many people have their reunions even separate from this, and then they come to this as well. That connection builds, but we try to encourage them to have the reunion at the alumni time so that they can come to the banquet and be honored. We honor the 25-year class and the 50-year class, and we also, the present graduates are invited, and we feed them for free.
What kind of attendance do you get?
Well, it's been up and down over the years. Last year, we had a very good year. We held it in the atrium of the high school and almost busted the seams. I think we had over 400. But it goes down, up and down. And we have been very low before, too, and struggled to keep it going. We have a precious lady by the name of Carol Sleeman, who sends out like 1,800 postcards every year. And so we try to get new addresses. And, of course, we're now trying to use that technology to try to touch base with alums, too.
So is there an age at which people seem to start attending these reunions? I can imagine that if it's your 5-year reunion or your 10-year reunion, the idea of going to the alumni banquet and being with people from all generations may not be that attractive. When do people start turning to this event?
It's kind of like, Mac Davis, to mention another song like the professor did, you know, in your rearview mirror. They don't really, in fact, the lady told me yesterday that sends out the cards, that you can figure that you're not going to get any response probably for the first 15 years, real good response anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll actually start to really see an uptick where they really start to care more about it as they get to that about that 25 and 30-year reunion level.
When did you start going?
Well, of course, my business took me away, and it used to be on Memorial Day, and I would only hit the big ones. I would hit the 10-year and the 25-year and the 50, you know, the 50 will be coming up, and they moved it to Panorama Day so I could make it. So, you know, people's schedule do enter into this, but, you know, we hear from people even if sometimes they don't come. They send us very nice notes and help us out.
So obviously you've dedicated a lot of time to this. Why is it important to you?
Well, it's very important because it like the professor says, it gives you a piece of home base. And frankly, you want to give something back. We're working hard to try to transit the banquet into a kind of a service type of organization, too. We're giving away scholarships now. And after all, that's your future. In fact, one of our alumni books includes a quote from Albert Einstein in it that talks about that. And, you know, if you don't plant the seeds for the future, your past, there's just going to be no continuity within your society. And it's tough for rural towns, as you know. A lot of them are losing their schools. And the professor's right. We try to include the new schools in as much as possible. But they have their own special reunions because they want that connection, you know.
Right.
But we're trying to build to the future as well so that the kids now feel that connection like we do. And, of course, I stayed here in town, so I even have a special bond that way.
Well, and Panora is a town that's changed a lot over the years. You have Lake Panorama there, which has drawn a lot of people from more urban areas into Panora who may not be invested in the community, may not be sending their kids to school in the community. So what do you think this kind of reunion means to Panora in particular, not just as a small town, but as this particular town?
Well, you're right there that some of the folks don't, but an old alumni of our banquet once told me, he said, you know, Panora has this beautiful attraction to it. You get here and somehow or other it stays with you the rest of your life. And he said, you don't know any better because you were born here. But he said, I moved here and didn't leave. And I think you showcase your community with the banquet. You let them know that of your contribution to society, and that helps out a lot. And plus, you do have that connection. Yeah, there's sometimes some disagreements and people not liking maybe one another like you used to do in school. But usually when that time passes, you have that common bond and you understand that, hey, we're all in it together and we're all rowing the boat together.
And is the reunion still coming up this summer?
Yeah, it'll be Panorama Days weekend. It'll be on that Saturday evening. It's evolved over the years, too. We cater it, and it's a good little meal, and we usually do something special with the class, present their scholarships that are graduating this year. And see, when I was a kid, we thought we had to go there or our diploma wouldn't be signed. But these kids are a little more savvy. They understand that it's going to be signed regardless whether you come or not. So we have to work hard to get them there. And then that 25 and the 50 year class, they do a wonderful job of relating to those kids their life experiences, and we try to marry that. Like our new alumni book, we're going to try to get the journalism class to help interview some of the old alumni to maintain that continuity as well.
Nice. Well, Dave, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You bet. I appreciate you doing this. I think it's very, very important to our communities and to our social fabric.
Dave Olson is president of the Alumni Association in Panora, Iowa. He's also the owner of Panorama Gardens in Panora. This is the site of the oldest alumni banquet in the state. That's all alumni. Every year they get together during Panorama Days, which is coming up this year, the weekend of August 5th. We're talking about high school reunions this hour, and we would love to hear from you next. The number to call is 866-780-9100. Tweet us at IPR Talk or send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Paul Lasley is with me, professor of sociology at Iowa State University, and I want to get to the phones. Janice is on the line in Fort Dodge. Hi, Janice.
Hello.
Hi.
This is a very interesting topic this morning. I'm really enjoying hearing about the different reunions. I've had several different reunion experiences.
Oh, goodness. She dropped away from us. I'm sorry. Janice, give us a call back. I think we just lost your phone, and we'll hear your stories in just a moment. Again, the number to call, 866-780-9100 is the number to call. Michelle is on the line in LeClaire. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. What's your story?
Well, actually, I have a question, but I do have a 20-year reunion coming up in a few weeks. I'll be in Waterloo for that. But my question for Paul is, with the new age that we have now with social media, do they think there'll be a decline in these reunions as people, the current younger generations grow up, because everybody is so connected now through the internet and they don't all see the need for the personal interaction?
That is a good question. Paul, do you have thoughts on that?
Well, indeed. Michelle sort of anticipated the next point I was going to make, is that I wonder, and I don't know of any research that shows that, but you have to wonder, with all the social media and people being able to be in contact through social media, if that will lead to the demise of high school reunions. I think it's an interesting question. It may well be, though, that social media may actually help promote reunions, because you could see sort of the mob effect or the peer pressure. Well, of course I'm going, aren't you, on, you know, the Facebook or Twitter, whatever social media one's using. But I think it does raise an important question. We need some younger callers, maybe, that, you know, the internet was not developed when I graduated. In fact, we just got electric pencil sharpener when I graduated from high school. So we need to hear from some, maybe, that recent graduates that sort of grew up with the internet. But Michelle, you raise a very good question.
Well, and Michelle, why don't you tell us? You've got your 20th reunion coming up. Are you going to go?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And what do you think? I mean, I'm sure you're communicating with a lot of your classmates by social media right now. So how do you think it's changed it?
I know that we had a 10-year reunion, and then we had a 20. We didn't have a 15, and I think some people were like, well, we can talk to each other here. We don't necessarily need to see each other every 5 years. But I'm one who I use the internet. I'm very much on the internet. but I'm also one who tries to stay disconnected a little bit from the internet so that I can get the more personal touch. So I'm very excited to go to see people that I might talk to on Facebook all the time, but also to see the people that you don't talk to there. And this reunion was actually planned on Facebook. Like, everything was done through Facebook. And then if you aren't there, then they ask classmates, if you know somebody who's not on Facebook, send them the invitation so that they are still involved and can come.
Interesting. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for calling. And we'd love to hear other people's thoughts about that. Paul, I mean, my experience with it, having been through my 20-year high school reunion, is that I've become Facebook friends with people that I wasn't necessarily friends with in high school. And because of talking with them at the reunion and then following up with them via social media, I'm actually real life friends with people that I wasn't friends with in high school. So I think that there was a really interesting dynamic there.
Right. Kind of a reinforcement. I'm Facebook friends with some of my classmates that I'd lost contact with. But, you know, they've seen a posting here, there, yonder. And so Facebook may, in fact, be reinforcing the importance of personal relationships and attendance, as Michelle points out.
Right. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a moment. With me, Paul Lasley, professor of sociology at Iowa State University. We're talking about high school reunions this hour, and we would love to hear your stories. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. Email talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. This is Talk of Iowa.
You thrill me. Darling, you thrill me, honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we are talking about high school reunions. With me, Paul Lasley, professor of sociology at Iowa State University. And of course, the idea of going to a high school reunion can cause a lot of stress for some people, which is what inspired the movie Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. Some people even pretend to be more successful than they are when they go to their high school reunions. Here's a moment from the movie.
Actually, I invented a special kind of glue.
Oh, really? Well, then I'm sure you wouldn't mind giving us a detailed account of exactly how you concocted this miracle glue, would you?
No. Well, ordinarily, when you make glue, first you need to thermoset your resin, and then after it cools, you mix in an epoxy, which is really just a fancy schmancy name for any simple oxygenated adhesive, right? Then I thought maybe, just maybe, you could raise the viscosity by adding a complex glucose derivative during the emulsification process. And it turns out I was right.
Huh? I don't believe it. You must be the most successful person in our graduating class.
Uh-huh. And you're not. Bye.
All right, spoiler alert, Romy and Michelle did not actually invent Post-its, but it was a fun movie. We are talking about high school reunions this hour. We'd love to hear from you. And let's get back to the phones. We lost Janice in Fort Dodge earlier, but now you are back with us. Hi, Janice.
Hello.
Hi.
I was calling to tell about several interesting reunions. One of them, I taught school in Northeast Iowa in a school district called Turkey Valley Community School District, and that was a consolidation of multiple schools, small schools in the area, and probably one of the early consolidations, 1961 or thereabouts. And they had a 50th reunion of all the students, teachers, janitors, business, cooks, bus drivers, you know, principals, everybody, and invited everybody, which was really fun to see people that I hadn't seen for probably 30 to 40 years. And they made it into a fundraiser, and they showcased their sports, their music, and the school building, which was kind of unique.
That is unique. And I think seeing the faculty would be, for me, more meaningful than seeing many of the people I was in class with.
Yeah. Well, it was fun seeing students that I had taught that were, at that time I taught, very close to my age. now they're adults with grandchildren, and it was just fun. It was fun to see that. The second one is my own high school class reunion, which was the 50th last year, and it was I was on the planning committee. Now, I didn't really go only 3 years to the district I graduated from, so most of the people that I contacted were people I didn't even know, and that was really a fun thing to contact all these people and try to, you know, search out where people had moved to and what they were doing. I really enjoyed that, and it was a very successful reunion.
Nice. So you've had both experiences of the small town reunion and a larger reunion.
Right. And then the other one is a one-room school reunion that our county has for the, I believe it's the Border Plains one-room school. And that school, of course, closed in the 1950s. And still has reunions. In fact, had a reunion about two or three weeks ago. And of course, the population is aging, but that has been a lot of fun too. And the final one was, I took my father to his high school reunion, which was Melbourne High School, which of course closed in the 1950s also. But I took him to his 70th reunion, and I had as much fun as he did.
Well, that's great.
Meeting people. So
right.
Very interesting.
Well, Janice, it sounds like you are kind of made for reunions. I mean, Paul, some of us love this. Some of us really don't. I want to get back to the phones and hear a few more stories. This one is from Al in Ankeny. And this tells us a little bit more about what it's like to have a reunion in a larger school district. Hi, Al.
Hi. Actually, I live in Ankeny, but I grew up in Albia.
Oh, okay.
So it actually is a smaller district. We had about 145 in our graduating class, and now we're getting ready for our 50th class reunion, and so we have about 120 remaining. And so I just wanted to comment on what a massive effort it is to try to contact all of your classmates. We've had class reunions every 5 years over the years, but this one we tried to launch a major effort to get as many contacted as possible. But you're right, social media helps. But you know, when you're talking about 68-year-old people, they're not all on Facebook, and so you have to rely on email, phone numbers, and whitepages.com isn't what it used to be. But we did find a very interesting scenario to just show and prove you how small the world is. And we contacted one of our classmates who we haven't talked to in probably 50 years. It ended up that she used to walk to school every day with one of her neighbors. And after they graduated, they lost contact with one another and ended up that they actually lived within a mile of one another in Phoenix, Arizona for 30 years, and they didn't even know it.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
little stories like that, they kind of get uncovered as you track people down.
Absolutely.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Al, thank you so much for your call. And we have a comment on Facebook about this, and this is from my mother, who loves reunions more than anybody else I know. She says, I've gone to all of my reunions and just attended my 50th. We have them every 10 years. It's like reading a series of a great book, except that I'm in the book. Some of the series have been better than others, but I keep attending. I really want to know how this ends. So, I mean, I think that is part of it. We're part of this story, and we want to know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul, have you gone to your reunions in the
past? In fairness, I have not been as diligent in going to my class reunions as I should. And I have no other excuse other than I always seem like that it comes when I'm busy in the summer. But my class, Al, I think, mentioned it from Albia that he came from a small school, 125 in his class. My class was 24, and you know, when one's missing out of a class of 24, it's pretty visible.
Right.
So, you know, I'm sort of looking forward to the 50th. was it Dave that was talking about, you know, there was kind of, it's a, maybe sort of when you get midlife that you start being able to sort of reflect back and look to the future. For some of us, that, you know, I guess we might say we're on the downhill slope. But how did the story come out? You know, and the stories are a variety of stories. Those who stayed in the local community, those who left, those that got married and had children and grandchildren, those that that we all thought would be very successful, versus those that we didn't think would be successful, and it's always a surprise. And I think every class could identify the surprises. Things didn't always work out as we'd planned when we were 18 years old.
Right.
but the surprises and the stories. And I think it begins to, I think as we get older, the class reunions take on a different flavor of sort of not only reflecting back, but how conditions changed us. You know, my class, for example, the class of 1970, that was the Vietnam War period. Some of my classmates went enlisted to avoid the draft. The experiences that they had in the war, those of us who had high lottery numbers went off to college. You know, the school still provides that common grounding for all of us, regardless of where our careers went. So I think that's, and I think that's the story that we're hearing from the callers this morning.
Yeah.
That commonality, the common experiences of coming, whether it's a small school or a large school, even those from large schools had that set of peers, that close group. They might not have known all 200 or 300 students in their class, but they would have 15 or 20 very close friends. They may be friends on Facebook, but I think Michelle indicated, you know, the Facebook, you know people differently on Facebook than you do when you're staying across the table at a banquet or a picnic table talking about the old days.
Right. Here's a comment from Jim. He says, I did not attend my 50-year reunion this past May. I was not cool, so I was not part of the in-clique. No desire to socialize or see them again. Few good memories of high school. I went to school with my classmates from K through 12. And that brings up a really interesting question, one that I don't think we can necessarily answer. But when you look at small schools versus the large schools, I graduated with a class of almost 400, and the cliques have really shaken up. When you go to your 20-year reunion... a lot of that structure has fallen away, and I've let go of some of my high school related angst because of it. But I would guess in a smaller town, when there are fewer people, it's harder to lose some of that.
Well, I suppose that's true. You know, I thought about the smaller schools, since that's my experience. And it wasn't K through 12; it was 1 through 12, because we weren't even big enough to have a kindergarten, but we weren't big enough to have a football team. We did have a basketball team, though. We were able to always find five tall boys. But you know, I suppose that you know the size of school, cliques existed in my school as well. But I think over time, those high school cliques, we kind of begin to realize that they weren't all that important, and maybe we acted badly by being a member of one group or another. I remember the last reunion I went to, one of my classmates married a guy from Chicago area from a much larger school, and he pulled me aside at the reunion. He said, Paul, he said, given all of the attractive women in your class, why did you let them get away? Why did none of the boys in your class marry any of their classmates? And I said, and it's very true. I said, because we didn't see them as dating material, because we considered them our sisters.
Right.
that, you know, we went through. And so there was not the romantic side. And some of us did marry women, or some of the women married men from the same school. But in the same class, we were so small that there was sort of like your adopted sister or sisters.
Yeah. Very interesting. Kelsey is on the line in Des Moines. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
Hi, and you have some thoughts about how social media might influence reunions.
Well, I'm in my 30s, and I did not go to my 10-year reunion, and none of my friends did. I did go to a big high school, so that might have something to do with it, mm-hmm. that I do still feel like I'm very much in touch with everyone. Because I kind of went to college in the age of Facebook. That was when it was just a collegiate kind of identity piece. And so now that I'm older and I'm still on Facebook and Twitter and all of that, I very much keep in touch. And my younger brother also did not attend his 10-year. And I think also that peer pressure piece you mentioned from Facebook can also work the opposite direction. I just was still in touch with those 20 people, like you mentioned, that even mm-hmm. in a class of 300 mm-hmm. or 400, that in my case, 550, that yeah. you can, you know, you're still in contact with them, so you want to, you know, talk to them, and you're like, oh, you're going, I'm going. Well, in my case, it worked the opposite direction. Nobody that I knew was going, and so I was like, well, I don't want to hang out with these people that I actually really didn't like in high school. I'm not friends with them on Facebook. I have no desire to be friends with them on Facebook because they were either rude or mean or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's one of those kind of things. So I just wanted to throw that out there that I think yeah. it can actually work the opposite direction. But I'm also, you know, only 10 years. I guess I don't think we're having a 15. I think we only do the 10, 20, 30 thing. So
well, that is so interesting, Kelsey. I wonder, I wonder if one of the differences is obviously I'm older than you. So we all lost touch and then got on Facebook and reconnected. I wonder if
right.
the fact that you never lost touch is part of that.
I think it really might be. I mean, for my mom, you know, who I'm also very close to, but she goes to every reunion. She did graduate from a small school over on the eastern side of Iowa. And they love Facebook because then they can post pictures and tag people. And every time after they go to a reunion or, you know, obviously a lot of their parents are starting to pass away and then they go through their stuff and they post pictures and tag each other of remember these days. And we just don't do that yet, I think, is part of it. And then also... because we never lost touch, it's just not a priority, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So, Kelsey, anyway. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Very interesting. And let's try to squeeze in one more call. Dennis is on the line in Ames. Hi, Dennis. Quickly, what's your story?
Well, actually, I went to school, to high school at Lorenz, Iowa, up in northwest Iowa. Small school, small class, 57 classmates. And I have a couple of favorite memories of class reunions. I went to my 25th anniversary class reunion. Took my daughter, who was a month old, to the class reunion. And I was married to my job. I couldn't find a woman that could stand me until I was 38 years old, got married, and we became him and her for 5 years before we finally became parents. Anyway, took my daughter to our 25-year class reunion, sat down to a buddy, a high school buddy that I used to hang out with, and he said to me, you know, I'm a grandfather.
Wow.
Here I am as the father.
Wow. Oh, Dennis, I'm sorry. We're out of time, but that is a great story. And, Paul, that just reinforces what you were saying earlier.
Yep.
It's
the
a
surprises.
Great story, and there yeah. are so many surprises That's along right. the way. So yeah. your 50th is still a couple of years off. Is that?
That's right.
All right. You yeah. think you'll go?
I'm planning to. If I live long enough, and I'm planning to do that. But, yeah, 2020 will be 50 years.
Wow. Well,
wow.
Paul Lasley, thank you so much.
Good to talk with you.
Yeah. Paul Lasley, a professor of sociology at Iowa State University. We've been talking about high school reunions this hour on Talk of Iowa. Talk of Iowa is produced by Lindsay Moon, Dennis Reese, Emily Woodbury, and Claire Roth. You can get in touch with us anytime. Follow us on Twitter at IPR Talk. I'm there too, at Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa.